Josh Haston here, Israel Uncensored on the landofisrael.com radio network. Thanks so much for joining us. It is May the 8th, 2016. Hope you're doing well in your part of the world. I love the letters that I'm getting during the week, the emails that you're sending me. I appreciate each and every one of them. Keep sending them, Josh at thelandofisrael.com, or you can be in touch with me on Twitter at Jew of Zion on Facebook. And make sure you check out all the great shows we have, Rejuvenation with Eve Harrow, Ari and Jeremy Show, Israel Inspired, Yishai Fleischer Show. You got to check out all these great shows on the network. I hope you guys are. I hope you're getting our emails, and we love your feedback. I am in downtown Jerusalem today with a very special individual. You probably know him from some of my past interviews over the years. He's a great guy, and he does amazing work for the people of Israel. His name is Avi Ablo, social media guru. He's the founder and CEO of 12 Tribe Films, IsraelVideoNetwork.com. And I'll tell you just a short story. I'm coming up here to Avi's office, and he's down on the streets of Jerusalem sitting with two Australians who have come to tour the land of Israel, probably inspired by some of Avi's work. That's probably the reason that they came over here, checking out everything going on here in the land. It was great to meet them, tourists here for 2 months, just really trying to share the story of the Jewish people in the land of Israel with their friends back in Australia, seeing it for themselves. And Avi was having lunch with them, so it was good to see him out there. And it's great to be here in your office, Avi Ablo.
Josh, it is always a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you so much for being here today.
So you've been extremely busy of late, and I want to start with this because this drew rave reviews from all over the world. You just had a contest here at IsraelVideoNetwork.com, a video contest in which you showcased all different types of videos highlighting the land of Israel, the people of Israel, and this created buzz literally all over the world. You brought people in, and they made these videos, and they sent them in, and people voted, and then it was a big ceremony in the Old City. If you can briefly, and we could talk about this within itself for a long time, but if you can, just talk about the contest and give people just a little bit of information about what that was like, and now, a few weeks later, you know, where things are. What did the contest accomplish in your eyes?
The contest, Josh, was amazing, because there were two goals. Goal number one was to let people know, if you're creative and you're passionate about Israel, that there is a place where if you make videos about Israel and the Jewish people, we will help you get seen. So it was a real wake-up call to people around the world that, hey, you want to make videos about Israel? Go for it, do it, and we will help get those videos seen to inspire other people around the world. So that was goal number one. Goal number two was, yes, to inspire as many people we could and create this buzz for Israel with a slew of videos that we would help go get viral and be seen by tens or hundreds of thousands of people around the world so they could be inspired by Israel from all these new videos. And it was really exciting. People were really excited. The feedback we got was amazing. We received close to 100 videos from people all over the world, Jews and non-Jews. I mean, yes, we received videos made by people in Israel and America and Canada, but also from Finland, from Australia, from Malaysia, from Taiwan, from the Philippines. We were blown away. And again, it wasn't just professionals. It was amateurs. It were class projects. There was even a kindergarten class. The kindergarten teachers did a video. And it wasn't about every video being a Hollywood production. It was about seeing each and every one of these videos and whoever made them, whether by an individual, adult, professional, student, class, them putting their passion for Israel on a screen into a short video so other people can be inspired by what inspires them about Israel. So it was really unbelievable. And I was inspired by seeing everyone else's personal inspiration and how Israel inspires them.
And the winning entry, the number one top prize, I mean, everyone was a winner, really. But the top prize, if I'm not mistaken, was a high school girl, perhaps? College girl. Who made a video highlighting how Israel is one call away, using that song. Always there, whether, in any crisis around the world, whether it's in Nepal or Japan or whatnot, Haiti, you saw the images of the Israelis being first on the scene. I mean, talk about that winning entry.
Yeah, well, the title of the contest was inspired by Israel. Like, you hear me using the word inspired a lot as I'm talking to you, because that really was the ultimate goal. And while the videos were voted on for 2 weeks by people all over the world, they were seen more than 500,000 times, again, by people all over the world. Then they were voted on, and the top five voted videos then went to a panel of judges, including some very respected people who are known to have strong voices for Israel, including Dennis Prager and a Hollywood scriptwriter. And that winning video, there were a number of fabulous videos, fabulous productions, very artistic, creative, strong, inspiring, original. Yet the one that won, I have to say, definitely deserved the title of number one inspiring video, because not only was it well done, but by focusing on the unbelievable assistance and help that Israel as a country provides other countries around the world when natural disasters or tragedy strikes, earthquakes, I don't know, all sorts of tragedies in all those countries you listed. Israel is the first responder all over the world. And we're not just first. We are the most organized and the most helpful. I mean, one of the clips she used in her video was the head doctor for the American emergency team sent to whatever country it was. And she was just in awe of the assistance that the Israeli team, which is small but so well organized, so well trained, so professional. And she was saying, we're bringing our hard cases to the Israeli team because they're doing such an unbelievable job. And it really helps people internalize and be inspired by the true assistance that Israel is to countries all over the world. And that is friend or foe. I mean, or not necessarily foe, but friend or not friendly. One of those countries that is included in the help that Israel has given has been to Turkey. And this is after Turkey has basically turned its back on Israel in a number of very serious geopolitical ways. So yeah, totally inspiring video.
So let me ask you this. The contest is over and you're on to other projects. I see everyone in the office busy here at work. We have this, I think I ask you this question maybe once a year on the various radio shows that I've had over the years. In terms of overall Israel's public diplomacy, people sometimes call it hasbara. I don't use that word anymore really. Is Israel today, 2016, I think I've asked this, 2012, 13, 14, here we are, 2016, is Israel as a whole, whether on a government level or an NGO level, et cetera, making progress in this public diplomacy battle? And it is a battle as important as the one being waged on the various fronts by our soldiers on the front lines. Is Israel doing better now in 2016 than in previous years or overall?
All right, it's a great question, and I think with each year, I mean, I'd love to hear what I say each time. I'd love to hear your recordings.
I can get that to you.
I'd love to hear each time. But I think I'm going to be pretty consistent. I believe we are witnessing the cusp of change. And when we talk about public diplomacy for Israel, it's not what the government or NGOs are doing or not doing that is changing. What's changing is the public diplomacy. The cusp of change we are witnessing and is still changing day by day, which I believe is to our benefit, is the growth and usage of the different social media platforms by the public, by individuals, whether associated with businesses like ours, whether associated with nonprofit organizations, NGOs, or whether individuals. More and more people are finding their voice to stand up and tell the truth about Israel and our historical rights and our historical connection, and calling out the outright lies by international organizations and by the media and by international politicians. And that's where the change is, that more and more individuals are taking advantage of the growing social media platforms to change the discourse on and about the truth regarding Israel and the conflict here in the Middle East and the conflict with the radical Muslims. Everyone's going to be saying, "Wait, what are you talking about?" But there's so much hate, and Israel's enemies are using it much more, and the BDS movement, the Boycott, Divestment, Sanction movement, is using it and growing tremendously. And this is my response to them: Israel and people who know and understand the truth about Israel and care about the truth about Israel, we will always be a minority. The haters have always had all of the media microphones available to them to spread their lies, and they will always outnumber us. But this is the first time, I believe, in history, definitely recent history, where finally those of us who know the truth, care about Israel, that we finally have the microphones and the platforms to share that truth with the world. And while we're not going to get rid of the haters, and they might grow as well, but little by little we are reaching more and more people with the truth about Israel and inspiring more and more people about the truth about Israel, including many Jews who are ignorant, unfortunately, about the true situation here. So I am very optimistic. I'm witnessing the change. I believe me and my partners both in my business and in other nonprofit organizations or other initiatives are on the cusp of this positive change. And again, it's not what the government is or isn't doing, because you and I both know we have a lot of criticism of the public diplomacy of the government and policies that affect the public diplomacy that we very much disagree with time after time. So it's not what the government or NGOs are doing, but it's the public. And my ultimate message is to each and every one of you who are listening to realize, don't rely on anyone else to be part of that change of spreading the truth about Israel. If you are knowledgeable and you care and you're passionate about your friends and family members learning the truth, don't wait. You can be part of the change in the public diplomacy for Israel, because you too can use Facebook, you too can use Twitter, you too can use any one of all of these social media platforms to be part of the positive change to help the world by understanding, hearing, maybe ignoring, but more and more people will hear your voice in addition to all of ours with the truth about Israel.
You are listening to Israel Uncensored here on the landofisrael.com network. My name is Josh Haston. It is an honor to have Avi Abelow as our guest today, founder, CEO, 12 Tribe Films, IsraelVideoNetwork.com. And I appreciate the answer that you gave here. Individuals, if you are listening, get yourself involved, as Avi pointed out. Now, our time is winding down, Avi, but this is a very special week here in Israel, emotionally especially. You have Holocaust Remembrance Day, which was last week, and this week you have Israel's Memorial Day for its fallen soldiers and victims of terror. And the very next day you have Yom HaAtzma'ut. We celebrate our independence from the low of the low to the high of the high. I want you to describe what this means to you personally here as a Jew living in the land of Israel. And if you can, just describe that emotional roller coaster from going down into the depths one day and then getting up that very next day, raising the Israeli flag from half-mast back up top and celebrating, as we are going to do, please God, Wednesday night and Thursday, 68 years of independence here.
Well, first of all, let me take the opportunity to say that if any Jews are listening, I want you to internalize and understand that if there's any time of the year for you to connect with the nation of Israel, with your people, with your heritage, with your birthright, and feel it in your bones, it's now. It's during this two-week period in Israel when the whole nation of Israel, a majority of the nation of Israel, unifies around these very important days in our calendar. And I will add to that, and hopefully, if you're experiencing this or want to experience it, also think about coming home and joining us here. And before, and I'll one last comment before I directly answer your question. I want to remind people, sometimes I have anti-Israel haters spew myths, truths, and misinformation to me. And one of the biggest things they like to say is, oh, you're just a religion and you're colonizers in Palestine. And my one and only thing I say back to them is, you are 110% wrong. The Jewish people are a nation. We have three components different than every other religion. We have a language, we have a homeland, and we have a aspect of religious rituals. That's what we are. We are a nation. We experience ourselves as that nation in one and only place, in our homeland. And you can be a part of returning here. So to give you a very short summation of what these 2 weeks mean to me, I'm going to, again, throw out the question for people to think about. What do you think the 6 million Jews who suffered in the Holocaust just 70-plus years ago ever thought in their minds that just within 10, 20 years that there would be a Jewish nation with a Jewish homeland and a Jewish army to protect the Jewish people? Think about that. And that is what is so unbelievably inspiring and emotional during these two-week period. I'm a huge believer in perspective. With everything that we can complain about our situation, about the terror, about our enemies, about Obama, about international politics, just remember, 70 years ago, we were powerless. And today we are a powerful nation able to defend ourselves, and that is not anything to take for granted.
That's a very, very moving message for the listeners, very powerful message. And I'm going to ask you now just a personal question, if I can, with the celebration of Israel's independence. And you mentioned the unbelievable place that we find ourselves in here today with a state, with an army, etc. On a practical level, Avi, how are you going to be celebrating this Wednesday night, Thursday, Yom Ha'atzmaut, Israel's 68th birthday?
Great question, and I have a great answer. First of all, Wednesday night, anyone familiar with Israeli celebrations, as in the Jewish calendar, our day starts at night, so the celebrations begin at night, so Wednesday night, to then go into Thursday. So Wednesday night across the country, there are going to be local celebrations. Every municipality, every city, every town has its own local celebrations. So I live in the town of Efrat in Gush Etzion, looking over across the hill to you. And we're going to have an unbelievable local show with local talent. I know one of the videos my son produced for the Israel Video Contest is going to be screened for the whole community at the whole communal celebration. I know there are other video clips that the municipality also asked my son to work on, because thank God he is very talented in this area, much more talented than me. So there are going to be some fabulous video clips, fabulous music, entertainment, fabulous inspiring speeches, and of course an unbelievable fireworks show to end off the night. And then on Thursday, that's family day. That's to enjoy, go around, enjoy the family, celebrate, use the vacation, fly the flag, see it being flown all over the country, and be inspired and feel blessed and give over those feelings of inspiration and feeling blessed to my children. So hopefully one day when they're adults, they will feel very similar.
And a lot of meat, no?
And a lot, of course. Sorry, guys. Here in Israel, we have a mangal. We're gonna have an unbelievable barbecue. Unbelievable mangal.
You can't have independence here in Israel without a barbecue. I mean, it's part of the package.
That's it comes. Right. And we're good Jews. So you know, anyone who knows the Bible, the Torah, we're Jews, we're supposed to celebrate with wine and meat. So I don't know about the wine, but maybe we'll have something like that too.
The beers, the wine, the meat, whatever floats your boat. Avi Abelow, founder, CEO of 12 Tribe Films, IsraelVideoNetwork.com. How can people reach you to find out more about the important work you are doing for the Jewish people here in the land of Israel?
Well, first of all, Josh, it's not just me. We have a fabulous staff here at 12 Tribe Films, IsraelVideoNetwork.com. So go to IsraelVideoNetwork.com, get your daily inspiration, sign up for the newsletter so you can receive these videos, you can be inspired, you could know the truth, you could share it then with your friends and relatives. That is the best way. You could look up Israel Video Network's Facebook page also to be following it on Facebook. And anyone who wants to personally follow me, just search for Avi Abelow on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, on Snapchat, on Pinterest, not on Pinterest actually, all the other places. For Avi Abelow. I am there. If you're there, let me help you be inspired by Israel, and definitely go check out IsraelVideoNetwork.com for their videos.
Thanks so much for your time, Avi, and enjoy the celebration.
You too, Josh.
This is Josh Haston here, another edition of Israel Uncensored on the landofisrael.com radio network. Thanks again to Avi Abelow, and thanks to you, dear listeners, out there, wherever you are in the wonderful world of ours. And I want to wish everybody a meaningful Memorial Day, Yom HaZikaron, and of course, enjoy your Yom HaAtzmaut, enjoy the freedom for the Jewish people here in the land of Israel, and it's your country too. So come on home to Israel and see and experience for yourself Yom HaAtzmaut, Israel's Independence Day. Get in touch with me during the week at on Twitter, at Jew of Zion, on Facebook, Josh Haston, H-A-S-T-E-N, and of course via email, josh@thelandofisrael.com. I am out. I'm going to get ready to celebrate Israel's 68th birthday, plus 2,000 years. Let's not forget about that part as well. So everybody, stay safe. Most importantly, be well, and we'll talk again next week. I am Josh Haston, signing out from Jerusalem.